Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. Order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. In today's episode, I want to talk about my top 5 favorite holiday watch picks between $4,400 and $11,300. $150. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? So today I want to talk, before I start, man, I just got my tooth pulled, and there's no better way, there's no like gentle way of putting it. It's a real pain in the nuts, to say the least. It is the most painful, uncomfortable, invasive, and I felt like I got dentally violated. You had the nurse on one side, you had the dentist on the other, and my mouth was the victim. And as my father would say, it's worse than childbirth, the pain from teeth. Thanks, Dad. Were you the one sitting there with enough cotton in your mouth to make a small quilt? It's always super uncomfortable, it's really painful, very expensive, very unnecessary. So anyway, I want to talk to you today about my top 5 favorite holiday watch picks from $4,400 to $11,350. So without further ado, let's go. The first one I'd say is the Tudor Pelagos LHD. LHD stands for left-handed diver. This is an interesting watch on many different accounts, but what's even more interesting was last year, I'd say during the summertime, I looked at Tudor's website and I looked through their archives, their historic pieces, and I saw this left-handed diver, and I had made a comment, I'd actually written an article saying that Tudor should make this watch, and lo and behold, 4 months later, sometime around, you know, I'd say around this time last year, my retailer that I work with gave me a call and said to me, listen, Tudor is going to be launching this left-handed diver, Pelagos diver on a bracelet, and no one knows about it, and it's something that's going to be very special and very unique, and it's going to just be awesome. And I was blown away because I'm like, I don't believe in coincidences. I've said this before on my podcast. I think everything happens for a reason. Believe me, even after being in the business for more than half my life, I still get surprised. Originally this watch was made in the 80s for the Marine Nationale, French Navy. And it was something that they had made for naval officers. So basically the crown is on the left-hand side, not the right-hand side of the case. It has the snowflake hands. It has the geometric indices. It has the upside-down triangle at the 12 o'clock position. What's even cooler, though, is that it says Pelagos in red above the 6 o'clock position. The patina of the indices as well as the bezel is that really nice sort of, you know, off-white patina, and it looks, just makes the watch come together. The case is titanium. It's unbelievable. It's one of my I think for a diver's watch, it's one of the most original. It's a Rolex made product. It's really well priced at $4,400. It's not something you'd normally see. It's the first time, I think, since the 80s that we've seen a left-handed watch from the Tudor Rolex family. From what I know, Rolex never made any left-handed pieces. I could be wrong, but I personally have never seen any in pictures or anything like that. But definitely this watch is very striking. It comes on a bracelet. It also comes with a really, really high-end rubber strap with a titanium adjustable clasp, diver's clasp to fit over a wetsuit. I just think it's, you know, it has an in-house movement with 70-hour power reserve. It's just a beautiful piece. You know, it's 42 millimeters. It's a piece that I think if you're a diver, it's a beautiful piece. The new Pelagos left-handed is not limited like 1 out of 50, 2 out of 50, but each watch is individually numbered. It's very exclusive, and it's only available through a handful of selected Tudor-authorized retailers. It combines the best in Rolex and Tudor design language. It's COSC certified, COSC certified, which means that it's been tested for 15 days and 15 nights in 6 different positions and various weather conditions. And it's, you know, all Rolexes are certified chronometers. I know all Tudor's watches that they make with in-house movements are certified chronometers. So for the money, I mean, when you look at a Submariner at $8,550 in steel, you know, this is half the price, and it's titanium, and titanium generally is more expensive than steel. So if, let's say, Rolex ever made a watch in titanium, which they haven't, and which I don't think they ever will, you know, a Submariner would probably be like, you know, $9,000, $9,500. So when you compare, it's less than half the price. And another interesting thing too is it has the roulette date wheel, which means it's either black one day or red the other day. The date is written in black one day, or the next day it's written in red, which is unique, which also goes back to Rolex and Tudor's heritage. It may not tick everyone's fancy, but there are plenty of people out there who have gone mad for it, including myself. The watch was made to commemorate a model they did for, again, the Marine Nationale. The original version was commissioned for French naval officers. The crown was put on the left-hand side of the case so the naval officer's glove wouldn't get in the way when they wound it. This was meant to be worn on the right hand. So, very cool, very impressive. Very innovative. I think very underrated. It got definitely a lot of press when it came out. But I think I for sure can help you find one if you're looking for one. But this makes a great holiday gift for somebody who wants a great diver's watch and who, you know, and you don't want to spend a ton of money on it. I know $4,400 is still a lot of money for some. It's a lot of money, I mean, for a watch, period. I'm not saying it's not. But compared to what you're getting, the quality, the construction, the craftsmanship, the design, the history, you know, the rubber strap also in addition to it, I mean, it's just a very, very high quality built watch. I'll put the link to the article I wrote about it so you can check it out. The second watch from my holiday watch picks from $4,400 to $11,350 is the Cartier Ronde Crossier Steel and 18 karat pink gold. This is $5,300. This watch was released at SIHH in Geneva in 2015. It's a lot of watch for the money, especially from a serious luxury watch brand. It features a 42 millimeter case, an in-house Cartier manufactured movement, pink gold Roman numerals on a dark gray dial, and pink gold details on the bezel. You can read my review of it again. I will put the link. I like this version the best out of all the Crossier models because the pink gold details flushes out the sterile look of this plain Jane stainless steel version. This watch has the ability to be masculine, rugged, and hyper-elegant all at the same time. It has an in-house movement, which is great for Cartier. It's water-resistant. It comes on a nice strap, and I think it's a great watch to buy someone if you're looking for a Cartier and something that's not the run-of-the-mill Tank or even the, you know, Ballon Bleu or, you know, the Diver. It's a really nice, I would say, cross between a couple of their models, and it's very original, very unique, and it's very Cartier. So definitely check that out. The third one would be the Jaeger LeCoultre Master Ultra Thin Date. I get asked a ton from my, you know, my collectors, from, you know, aficionados, enthusiasts. You know, I want a really well-made watch with an in-house movement, a dress watch, something very thin, something very masculine, something very Art Deco, something that is timeless, classic, iconic. And I'm always struggling because there are not a lot of companies that do it well. There are companies who do it, but there are not a lot of companies that do it well. And Jaeger LeCoultre is one of the finest brands out there. They make a watch. It's $7,500. It's all stainless steel. When you look at what you're getting, I mean, you know, Jaeger LeCoultre has made movements for Patek Philippe in the past and Vacheron Constantin, which are some of the best watches out there. Jaeger LeCoultre is known as a watchmaker's watch. They make all their own parts. They're owned by the Richemont Group, which owns Cartier and Panerai and IWC and A. Lange & Söhne and Vacheron Constantin and many other brands. But they're still one of the most underrated brands. And I think that this watch is timeless. Nobody does, 60s and 70s cool like Jaeger LeCoultre. I love this watch. It's like the perfect size. It's 40 millimeters. It looks like something from another time, but it clearly belongs here today. It's refined. It's sophisticated. It's everyday wearing. It's understated. I would have preferred no seconds hand or date, but despite that, it's a winner. The incredible silver sunray pattern dial indices and iconic Dauphine hands make this a watch to enjoy for many years to come. It has an in-house self-winding movement, and it's fitted on a black alligator strap. I can definitely help you get this watch. Check out my review of it when you click the article on my top five watch holiday picks between $4,400 and $11,350. The fourth one is the Zenith Pilot Chronograph. This is $7,700. This watch is awesome. It shook me up because I immediately fell in love with it when it came out, and I'm not the world's biggest chronograph fan. The watch was inspired by the original version. In the late 50s, the Italian Armed Forces wished to renew the TIPO CP1 chronographs that were standard equipment for pilots of the Aeronautica Militare Italiana and the Marina Militare. The technical specifications call for a model delivering perfect legibility, a 43mm case that could be worn over a pilot's flight suits, immediate and secure access to the pushers and bezel, of course, a reliability worthy of the most accurate chronometers. Hand-wound Zenith caliber 146 DP was one of the most renowned and most reliable movements available at that time. The chronograph, christened TIPO CP-2 by the Italian Air Force, was delivered by A. Corelli, the manufacturer's Rome-based distributor. This was worn by pilots of the famous American Lockheed F-104 Starfighter. These timepieces became an important extension of the onboard instruments installed in the cockpit. Pilots became attached to them to the point of wearing them at all times, even when not on official duty. Celebrate this, this historic and iconic timepiece. Zenith released the Heritage Revival Chronometer TIPO CP2. This watch respects the details of the original version combined with the best modern construction has to offer. Zenith has manufactured only 1,000 pieces for the world. I love the execution of this watch. It has a vintage feel, and yet again it happens to be a chronograph, which I typically don't like. Could it be because of the robust 43mm stainless steel case or the very legible and clean black dial with white Arabic numerals and dual register chronograph function and no date? Or could it just be the way it's fitted on a black calf strap with contrasting stitching? Answer is all of it. It's hard to pull off a revival of a watch like this, and it's even harder to sell that to collectors because they're so critical. I love this watch because it's well done from start to finish, limited to 1,000 pieces for the world, and the best part is that it's really well priced at $7,700. So again, this is an amazing piece. I've seen it pictured on a green NATO-style strap, which makes it look very military, very original, very vintage. At $7,700, it's a no-brainer. It has an in-house chronograph movement. Zenith is known for making their chronograph movements are some of the best in the world. And I like it that it's very pilot-looking. It's very historic. And it's not your typical-looking Zenith either. It's much more utilitarian. So that's $7,700, and I can help you get one if you're interested. The last watch out of my top five favorite watch holiday picks would be the Rolex 50th Anniversary Sea-Dweller 4000. This is $11,350. Everyone's buzzing about the Rolex Sky-Dweller in stainless steel. It's a nice watch, but let's not get crazy. The Rolex 50th Anniversary of the Sea-Dweller 4000, which also came out at Baselworld, like the stainless steel Sky-Dweller, in my opinion, is so much cooler and iconic in everyday wearing. To me, it's Rolex's ultimate dive watch. It has all the right traits of being inspired by their vintage models, a bigger 43mm case, a brand new in-house movement, and it's somewhat hard to get. The best part is it's $3,000 less than the Sky-Dweller at $11,350. I mean, come on, do you think a Sky-Dweller would look good on a NATO strap? Yuck. I know they are two different watches that do two totally different things. No disrespect to the Sky-Dweller in steel. But at the end, the new 50th anniversary Sea-Dweller 4000 is a real man's watch in a way that the Rolex Sky-Dweller is just not. This has red writing on it as well. Sea-Dweller is written in red. 4,000 feet or 1,220 meters is written on the dial. And official chronometer certified. All that language is written above the 6 o'clock. So it's basically, to me, the ultimate Submariner. They did do a Sea-Dweller 4000 that was 40 millimeters. That was discontinued. That, I think, watch came out in 2010 or 2011. That has been discontinued. So now you're looking at this watch, the James Cameron Deep Sea, and then the regular Deep Sea, but I think out of all of them, for the money, I think this is an incredible value for what you're getting. I know it's $3,000 more than a regular Submariner, but I think the proportions are right. It's not, you know, it's not your normal looking Submariner. It has a black ceramic bezel. It has the maxi dial with the bigger luminescent dots, the new movement, the chromolite display at night. It's just a really reliable, amazing, bulletproof type piece. So I can help you get any of these watches. Definitely read my article on it. These are great watches for the holidays, and all great different price points. I think there's something in there for everyone. I know these price points are not the norm for everyone, but I think, you know, for people who want a nice watch, between $4,400 and something under $12,000. All these watches tick the boxes. They're very well thought out, and they're all very reliable, made from some of the best manufacturers in the world, and they still hold up. You know, what's great about most of these pieces, you know, with the exception of one or two, is that most of these are like almost like revival type pieces that are in the DNA, in the heritage of all these brands, and they're executed so well and with the latest technology and the greatest, and they're reliable and robust and can be worn every day. And please don't hesitate to reach out to me at imatdavehonda@gmail.com. I do work on a consultation fee basis. It's $150 that gets you an hour of my time, some emails, some calls. If you decide to purchase a watch through me, I deduct the $150 fee. If you don't, that fee is for my time. You can also check out my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. You can check out my blog. It's a world-renowned blog. Get, you know, caught up with the latest watch news. Check out my podcast, my videos. You can pay my consultation fee on there. You can see my services. You can, it's a very immersive website. I just relaunched it in late June. I'm extremely proud of it, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. Check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.